Barnes, we're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations. Just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Fort Lauderdale. Yes, once again, it is time for Ocean Fest with our buddy Neil Watson. We are hanging out on the beach stage here overlooking the beautiful beach here in South Florida and just hanging out with some pretty cool friends. I think we're going to talk about some fish tales or a few. What do you think, Neil?
Oh, man, we got mermaids. We got a beautiful day. It's clear. The seas are flat. Got a bunch of cool people out here.
And all these people are hanging out with us here on the beach stage today. They're either hanging out for Scuba Radio or they want a trip for two to Coral Caverns Resort in Andros, Bahamas. Is it either one? Yeah! All right, I'm guessing it's the latter.
Lying.
Yeah, but I'm going to take credit for all of it. Why not?
Yeah.
So it's the biggest party on the beach for divers every year, right here at Ocean Fest.
This is the 12th man, even dozen, and it gets bigger and better every year.
It does indeed. And we do have the mermaids on display, Scuba Radio Mermaid Abby. Let's hear it for Abby and Denise, or Nikki, I'm sorry. We got Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Nikki on display, on parade, here at the beach stage.
Yes.
It wouldn't be complete without them, right, Neil?
Oh, absolutely not. No, it's compulsory now. They started a trend.
That's right. Well, we know they don't want to look at us. They, you know, so we bring a little eye candy
for sure.
Along for the divers to enjoy.
But we do have perfect faces for radio.
Thank you, I think. So, also, we got Martin Stepanek, who is the world record free diving champion on the planet. I don't know.
Universe, like of everything.
Human. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The guy's a freak of nature, and he can hold his breath longer than like any guy
I think he's up to about 1.5% body fat, though. The guy's going to have to lean it up.
Yeah. He needs to do a little slim fast thing, Nutrisystem, whatever.
I think so. Yeah.
But he's going to join us and actually do an on-site demonstration here in Fort Lauderdale. A breath holding in the Be a Diver pool, which is the pool where you can sit here and jump in the water and try scuba diving right here on the beach.
We should do two contests in one. We'll see how long Martin can hold his breath.
Yeah.
And we'll see how many beers people can chug in that 7 minutes.
Oh, that could be a. I like that.
You
I kind of
like
the sign. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we have the Scuba Radio Conch, and as Neil said, Ocean Fest is 12 years old this year, and this conch is 12 years old this year, actually. It's been cleaned. Well, it's 12 years old.
It's 12, yes.
This year. And what we're going to do for a trip for two to Coral Caverns Resort for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend. Yes, this is an opportunity where someone on site here at Ocean Fest is going to be able to hop on a plane, join our festivities for quite an adventure in the Bahamas. Memorial Day weekend, but we're going to get three contestants that will blow the conch like we normally do, but this time we have a pretty big prize on the line to join us for the Scuba Bash. You might even join us for that. Neil Watson is going to be there. That's what I've been told.
Well, that's true, yes. Well,
A Neil Watson.
Yes.
Neil Watson Jr. runs the diving program over there at Coral Caverns Resort, so he's going to fill in for you that weekend.
He gets a lot of compliments. People say, my gosh. You look younger than I thought.
You look great for 60.
Yeah, for 68, yeah.
But God bless him for it. So we got a lot of neat things planned for today's event. And, of course, we'll talk to Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort. She's hanging out with us. And we got a lot of people to talk here at Ocean Fest. But we got some other festivities. We got the conch blowing. We got a lot of prizes to give away here, Neil. And you know, last year we did our little 10-year anniversary blast here on the stage and had a good time, gave away a ton of stuff. I think we may have eclipsed that giveaway program today on the show. Is that okay?
We better, absolutely.
Should we actually do better than we did last year?
You got to do better, man. Every year's got to be better.
You got to kick it up a notch, right?
Kick it up a notch.
You guys got a problem with that?
Raise the bar. All right.
What if they involve water balloons?
Uh-oh.
Then everybody's faces change. They're like, what? What does he have up his sleeve?
The Love 94 guy over there with that brand new car is like, you said water balloons. Whoa.
Yeah, he's like, wait, what's in those water balloons? But yeah, we got water, but we're going to do something a little wackier this year. You know, I got water balloons. I'm not sure what exactly we're going to do with them, but I think we're going to have to pair up some people and give away some stuff.
Nothing good could come of it, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's not a wet t-shirt contest, but it might become one.
It could be.
It could be. Now, what about the exhibits? Tell us who we got here at Ocean Fest this year.
Oh, man, we got over 100 exhibits here. Every travel destination. Oceanic with the new heads-up display map.
Right.
They're here showing that. We got a bunch of manufacturers, neat goodies, T-shirts, apparels, wetsuit. They got everything.
And it's not too late to join us either. If you're hearing this, you got all day, the rest of the day today.
Well, until 6 o'clock today.
And then at 6 o'clock, we're here
from 10 to 4 tomorrow.
Right, but after at 6 o'clock, the beach stage stays open with the Gully Roosters tonight, doesn't
it? Yeah, free.
They play, and you just come out here and hang out with all the divers. And, of course, come back tomorrow from 10 to 4 and just walk the exhibit tents and hang out on the beach.
Hey, we got the treasure hunt tomorrow. We got the treasure hunt dive off the beach tomorrow.
How many prizes are, you know, it's like thousands of dollars.
Thousands. Actually, the grand prize is an aggressor trip.
Nice.
Okay. And you don't even have to find a coin. Just entering, you get a chance to win that.
Yeah.
And then we just got...
Wait, did you just say something? I think I just saw two contestants for our water balloon competition walk by.
I think so.
You think?
Hello, Juliana.
Oh, you know them. Why? I should have figured that.
Hey, hello, Sherry. Well, what do you think? I'm the dive god, dude.
Of course.
All right.
So what were you saying?
I forgot.
Yes. No, the treasure hunt.
The treasure hunt. Yeah. Just trips and... equipment and just
all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So all you have to do is show up tomorrow and
show up tomorrow with your dive gear. You pay $15 and you go out there and I make the signal and you charge out and we have coins out there and you come back and at like 3 o'clock on the beach stage we have the awards and we got raffles.
The coins have a number on them. You come back.
No, they don't have a number. You just turn it in, and we give you a little ticket with a number. And we match it up and pull a prize. And literally, it
is a way to get something really cool, whether it's an aggressor liveaboard trip or T-shirts, hats, all kinds of dive trips. It's great stuff.
We don't let anybody not to find a coin and win a prize, and all the prizes are worth more than admission to join the thing. So I'm like paying you to go diving.
Well, it's like Neil Watson's biggest birthday bash party kind of thing on the beach.
Lose money, but I make it up in volume. That's okay.
there you go. Yeah. All right, so we got that. So come on out to Ocean Fest. You can go to oceanfest.com. And join in on the festivities.
Absolutely.
Now, I did bring the mermaids along.
Yes.
We have Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Nikki.
Right.
And they've been here for a couple days, and they're going to hang out. They've been hanging out with the divers, having a good time. And they are diving with us. Abby's going to join us in Andros. And I guess I could talk to her now. She's kind of in uniform right now.
You know, I was so impressed. You know, I've been hanging with the mermaids for years, but they're sitting on the stages or they're whatever, being carried around.
Yeah.
Well, we went diving, and it freaked me out. I was over, you know, I was over in the Bahamas, and we were doing a little film shoot thing and whatever.
Yeah.
And to see these girls down there with these mermaid outfits swimming around, it is outrageous. I mean, these girls are... too cool in the water.
Yeah, we're kind of a big deal.
They're kind of a big deal, absolutely. Is that true, Nikki?
And always modest.
Of course.
Of course you are.
Those aren't outfits. Those are their tails.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of people think they're just pretty faces, but they're actually accomplished free divers. And Abby, in particular, really has made a connection with Martin Stepanek. At least on some cerebral type level, is that right?
And I'm not so sure that he knows about the connection.
I don't think so, but it's read it in the... In the arrest warrant or thing
restraining order.
Yeah. It's listed right there.
As long as he stays, that pool's about 200 feet away, so I think
you're
I'm
safe.
Good. I'm not violating anything.
Okay, that works. So we got
you
that
ladies
to look
will
for
understand
here.
When he comes very shortly now, why I'm kind of obsessed with him.
Now, Abby is going to be with us at the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend. Are you looking are you excited about this, Abby? Are you fired up or what?
Well, of course I'm fired up. We're going to Andros. We're going to be with Lucia. We're going to be at Coral Caverns. And Neil is going to be there as well, right?
Well, Neil Watson.
Junior.
Oh, Junior, that's right. Yes. But I do love Neil Jr.
Oh, he just crushed him. He's right out there watching.
I gotta go.
I love you, Neil Jr. I have to go to
Brazil.
Oh, shucks. Brazil.
Yeah.
What a rough fight.
I know.
But no, it's going to be a great trip. So all of you out in the audience need to make sure that you're over here getting tickets from Lucia, because it's going to be an amazing time. Plus, we're all going to be there, so who knows what kind of crazy mayhem is going to go on.
Abby, how would you know? You've never been there. Nikki's been there. Pass that mic over.
I haven't been there. I've been living vicariously through you guys since somehow I got left off the last trip to Andros. So I have to make up for it, guys. So
welcome to my world,
us.
Abby.
Well, no, Bill's going, too. So, you know, Bill and Abby are Andros
virgins.
Well,
everything can't be perfect.
Well, it can be. But what about it, Nikki? Tell her. You've been there. You've done the Coral Caverns.
I'm not so certain you guys are even going to have that great of a time. I mean, if I'm not going...
Oh!
No!
What kind of a time are you really going to have anyway? No party without Nikki.
Yeah, well, right? No. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but Abby's really going to enjoy it. She didn't get to go with Denise and I last time.
Well, what did we see other than lots of booze and, you know, tell her.
We saw... What instrument was that?
You don't remember any of it, do you?
What instrument?
there was a guy playing.
We went diving in Andros, and what instrument did we see?
Yeah, the Stanley handsaw.
Yeah, he played the saw.
Rupert. Rupert in the handsaw.
The saw.
Yeah.
Rupert
yeah.
playing the saw.
Rake and scrape.
Rake and scrape.
That's right. The Gully Roosters do some of that, don't they?
They do. Yeah, yeah, they'll be doing that tonight.
They were singing about it last night. I heard them. Yeah, he basically takes a handsaw and a
knife,
kitchen knife.
A butter knife. Yeah.
And start scraping this thing in rhythm, and next thing you know, you got a musical instrument.
And it is very harder than it looks, because I attempted it and failed.
Well, you were trying to sew a table in half. You've been cocktailing. That doesn't count.
Yeah, she was trying to fillet herself or something. Uh-huh. I don't know what was going on. But what about the diving, Nikki? You had fun diving in Coral Caverns.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. Awesome and beautiful. We really enjoyed ourselves.
And we saw all kinds of critters. We're going to go back there. When we went there, I bet this will be my third trip to the Bahamas and Andros. And the other two times, we didn't get to dive as much as I'd wanted to. The first dive, they literally had just opened, and we didn't have much time to spend over there on the island. The second time, it got a little windy.
You were puking the whole time.
What? I don't remember that.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
What, you guys don't believe me? Hey, they believe me.
Denise, Kelly, and I are on the boat watching James, CJ,
all right, turn
Greg,
your mic off,
Hugh.
Quick.
All three guys.
Lies,
do.
I tell you. They're lies. What are you doing? Huh?
Lightweight.
Yeah, whatever. We'll find out later, young lady. These girls today, I'll tell you. These kids. All right, it's Water Balloon Mayhem next in Fort Lauderdale. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in Fort Lauderdale for Ocean Fest, and we are having a good time, are we not? We're having a great time indeed. Matter of fact, we're going to get warmed up for the Blow the Conch competition for a trip for two to Andros in Coral Caverns Resort for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend with a, well, you know, Bill, you'll appreciate this because he's back in the studio locked in a 10x10 room with no windows.
Yeah, this will be great for me.
Yeah. And but we're not actually in the water today, so I figured why not bring the water to the people. So we have water balloons and teams set up here at Ocean Fest right now. And we're going to do a little competition, a little informal, you know, wagering could be going on too. I don't know. You know, they got that whole casino gambling thing going on. And so we're going to do a little giveaway. You guys ready? All right, go ahead. First step. Take your step. Toss your balloon. Okay, there we go. We've had no casualties. Okay. Okay, well, hold up. Stop.
No, stop.
The lines have gotten way out of control. All right, line this line up. See, this is what we do to entertain ourselves at a dive gathering. Okay, let's try this again. And as soon as someone gets wet, Our water balloon competition turns into a wet T-shirt competition.
Explain the rest to them that they have to take.
All right, this line has the balloon. Well, whoever doesn't have a balloon, go ahead and throw it now. Let's go. They're about, you know, 5 feet apart right now. Nothing real serious. And nobody's dropped one yet, right? Take another step. Take another step. Okay, now we have about a 10-foot span between everybody. Line up. Come on, you guys got to line up.
Linebacker.
We got some cheaters. God bless them. I'm just giving them for cheating. They're going to like the prize here. Okay, go ahead, throw it. Let's go. We're going to lose one or two here. Did we lose anyone?
One.
We lost one. Okay, one's out. All right, take another step back, UT. You know, this is what we do to entertain ourselves. These are kind of fun things you can do at an Ocean Fest or a diving event and see all the latest new dive gear. Why not? Have a water balloon competition. It's water. We like water as divers, don't we? All right, throw that water balloon. Hey, what are they throwing one at me for?
Oh, we lost another one.
Okay, that's okay. It's the field is narrowing. Step back another step or two. Let's get the mermaids in the line of fire. No, one more step. Let's make this interesting. It's only a two-hour show. All right, you ready? Throw that water balloon. Here we go. You know, we may have to do this at Egg Quarry when we're up there June 7th and 8th for the DUI demo days. That is, if you're in the Chicagoland area, don't forget, we're coming your way. All right, we didn't lose anyone on that round? Are you kidding me?
No one.
Nope, nobody.
These people are pros. All right, line, step back. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now this is going to be interesting. Does anybody have a favorite team they like so far in our little Scuba Radio water balloon competition? There are a lot of T-shirts. Okay, here we go. Throw them. One, two, three, go! Oh! Wow!
They all caught them.
None? Are you kidding me?
None.
All right, they can't go back any farther. We better take this line back. You guys step back a line. One, two, three, four, five. Keep going. Come on. They're way over there. We're going to send them up to West Palm Beach and get this competition over once and for all. Ready? One, two, three. Throw that balloon. Oh, there. Oh, whoa. That's good. Add some. Whoa.
Nope, didn't pop.
We got a floater. We got a floater. Did we lose anybody on that one or no?
You could send one down the end of the beach.
Wow. I didn't think it'd last this long, Lucia. What are we going to do? We still have to give away a trip to Andros. Oh, okay. Now let's make it interesting. This line over here, you're not going to take any steps back, but turn around backwards. Okay? This could be interesting. And remember, it's that way. If you miss the stage, that's a good thing.
It's like throwing a wedding bouquet.
I don't really want to get wet. Ready? One, two, three, go! Oh! Oh! This is going to be great video for Scuba Radio. Oh, my gosh. ScubaRadio.com. Yes.
I think we have one winner.
Did she really catch it?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That is... How about that?
Let's hear it.
That is good stuff. All right. We'll tell her about her prize next. Stay close to the world's
first
radio show.
You just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts. Your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action,
here,
adventure, fun, and
come
great
up here.
Value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise,
right,
Ocean Concepts Hawaii,
right,
is the answer.
Who's
call
the team?
800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to OceanConcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master from Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale, with my two winners. We have Anne and
Tracy.
And I didn't know it when they walked up to the stage victoriously, but they're from the Shark Bay Dive Club. And a big big group of divers out there and regular listeners to the big show. And we appreciate you coming to Fort Lauderdale. Paid off big time. Hey, you get a, for winning the prize of the water balloon competition, you guys don't get a wet t-shirt.
Oh.
You get a dry one. I got two Scuba Radio t-shirts for you, two hats. And can you grab a couple watches for me there, Barry? We got a new thing on scubaradio.com that are very limited edition, very special. And you guys can take them back. Where are you guys from? Denver? Is that what?
Lakewood, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver.
Okay. Right. Okay. And then you guys, some of you were talking about joining us in Andros, weren't you? You're thinking it? You already been there. That's a pretty cool little resort, isn't it?
We had a great time.
What did you see when you were diving there?
Well, at the time, I wasn't a diver. So I saw the swimming pool.
You saw the swimming pool, but it's a nice pool.
Oh, it's a great pool.
Tell you what, if there's any place on the planet that you're going to be blown out where you can't dive, that is a cool place to hang, isn't it?
It is.
And you can do that at coralcavernsresort.com. Check it out and then order your stuff. Check these out. Open this up. Look,
they
these.
They got watches.
They got watches. New dive watches. Special Scuba Radio dive watches. You can check them out on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. $300 a piece. Yours, absolutely, for $400 a piece.
Yay!
No, they're free. How about, let's give it to them. Just for tossing a water balloon. All right, you still have it. There's one last thing to do with this water balloon, and that is to smash it over which mermaid. Which mermaid would you prefer to hit? No, it's not mean.
Just toss it in the air.
And just see which one happens. Here, go ahead, you do it, Barry, because they'll hit me. Do it. Come on. Go, go, go. Oh, he missed.
It's lucky for Barry. He has very bad aim.
Yeah,
that's all
right.
I'm going to say, Barry.
That really, that was sad, Barry. But good thing is we have two more bags of water balloons.
I thought mermaids were supposed to like water.
Yeah. Well, these are filled with rum. So that's, you know, you may want to be splashed with it.
We can negotiate the rum balloons.
You'll talk about that. Okay.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You will live to regret this, guys. You will live to regret this.
Scotty.
You're an easy target when you don't have legs.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright. Sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, cause it's all that we have in our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our scuba diving show. Scuba Radio. Yeah. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, we're having fun in Fort Lauderdale, are we not? We just gave away some stuff. We're going to talk some more diver stuff. And then we got Martin Stepanek from the breath hole. He's a world champion free diver, and he can hold his breath more than any person on the planet. And he's going to do a little demonstration and hold his breath underwater in the Be a Diver pool, where people are literally trying diving for the first time for like 7 minutes long. And what are we saying? We were thinking maybe we just throw a mermaid in there with him and see if we can throw him off his game. What would you do, Abby, if we put you in there in the water when Martin's trying to do his demonstration?
You know, I don't know that I can share that with the audience here, Greg. But I will be happy to dry him off and towel him down after the whole event is over.
Really?
Yeah.
You would not have a problem with that?
No, no. You know, he's a professional, and he needs an entourage, and I'm happy to accommodate that.
Okay. What about you, Nikki?
He's got a lot of big muscles that need drying off.
Nikki, do you have any, you got 2 cents to throw into this or no?
She's not lying.
She's not lying. Okay. What about you? Would you help? Would you assist?
Not if she wants to live.
Actually, I mean, let's get real here for a second. Believe it or not, because you guys are accomplished free divers in your own right. Nikki, how long can you hold your breath?
Well over 8 minutes.
Okay, yeah, whatever you say.
Some of your audience members seem skeptical.
Yes, they're catching colds or something.
I didn't say all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Exactly.
A minute here, a minute there, it all adds up.
Uh-huh. All right, well, we'll. But you guys are. You're doing the videos for Scuba Radio now and the Mermaid Tales. We're going to do some of that in Andros. We actually have a trip with Explore Adventures that we're doing May 3rd, Abby. And you're going to do some mermaid stuff that as we get prepared for our dolphin trip in September,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah, we're going to do some good footage and mermaid swimming, and we'll see how deep we get out there in the ocean, but we're actually going to get some hardcore saltwater diving footage.
It's
going to
be great stuff. We might see some dolphins. I mean, this isn't a wild dolphin excursion that we're going to do. Matter of fact, where's Gene at? Gene from Explore Adventures is here. He was the wild dolphin, you know, dive guide for Explore Adventures on the trips in September.
We may not see wild dolphins, but there'll definitely be some wild mermaids.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it.
Maybe some albino dolphins.
You think so?
If Abby's there, possibly.
Ah, okay, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, but we'll see what we can come up with. I mean, Gene is here, and he's here answering questions here at the Explore Adventures booth at Ocean Fest for people so they can, you know, find out if they want to book this trip. We're doing the September 6th trip out of the Bahamas. And basically, in the morning, we're going to be doing some diving, like typically what you would do on a liveaboard, get a couple two-tank dives in, and then we have lunch, and then we come back in the afternoon. We're going to cruise the salt flats in the White Sands Ridge area of the northern Bahamas chain and look for pods of wild dolphins that are used to divers. It's pretty impressive stuff. You've never done anything like this, have you, Abby?
No, I've never done anything even remotely close to this.
Have you ever done anything like a SeaWorld experience or, you know, one of those type of deals? Nothing?
I've only seen, you know, like at Disney World, behind the glass. You know, it's as close as I've gotten. So this is going to be a great experience for me. And I think your listeners need to book up that liveaboard trip already.
That's right. Well, go to exploreadventures.com. Yeah. Tell them you want to go on one of the dolphin excursions. And if you can get on the September 6th, one, you'll actually join the Scuba Radio crew. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale having a good time. Getting ready to give away a trip for two to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend with Coral Caverns Resort and a few of our diving friends. Even Bill is going to go on this trip. Bill, are you pumped? Are you excited? Are you ready to go to the Bahamas Memorial Day weekend or what?
I have already packed my bag. Of course, I usually have my bag packed, Greg. Yeah, you know, well, just in case.
Yeah, just in case you're kicked out of the house, as usual, right?
No, just in case you say, oh, hey, one of the mermaids can't come, or somebody that I met on a plane can't come, maybe then Bill would be able to get out of this studio.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
If you would put on a mermaid outfit, you'd be on every trip, dude.
I think I'll take you up on that, and we'll see if that works.
Abby, how does that make you feel?
You know what? I've been trying to get Bill in a tail for a long time, and I just happen to have an extra one with me.
Oh!
I'll be ready.
All right, Bill.
Actually, do we have an extra tail with us today, ladies?
We do have an extra tail. So what could we possibly do with an extra tail and all
these
people?
I have a lot of stuff to give away, and I'm sure there's a guy in the audience that'd want to put on a mermaid tail today.
It is hot and sexy, fellas. Squeeze on in.
Would we want to do such a thing?
You know, that
does that sound like something Scuba Radio would participate in, degrading somebody in public for a cheap T-shirt or something?
I say it's worth a shot. I say we see who we can squeeze in a tail.
Really? This guy right here. You want to do that?
All the ladies are pointing to the guys that they're with.
They're all pointing to him. Or wait, we got this guy.
This guy and that guy back there.
Do we got a player? Are you willing to do this? It's another member of the Shark Bait Dive Club. These guys are up for anything, it looks like.
You see how small this tail is?
I don't know. Can we do that?
It's got a zipper in the back.
Yeah, it's a zipper. So we could have him, like, wedge himself in there.
It's not about the perfect fit. It's about the attitude. So if you guys put on the tail, you have to work it.
All right, we got one over here, two. Maybe we get three of them and see which one can work it the best. Is that it? What do you think?
Guy in the orange. We got Shark Bait over here, and we got the beaver guy who all of his friends are more than happy to volunteer his services.
Greg, yes. There's someone hiding behind a pole over here.
I'll tell you what. We'll line up a few contestants during the next commercial break and do just that.
Start stretching,
Gene, come on up here. You know, I was just talking about those wild dolphins that we're going to be diving with in September, and Gene Flipsy was on Scuba Radio last week. Give it up for Gene, everybody. He actually does this for a living, where he gets, goes and dives with wild dolphins and whales. How did you get such a cool gig?
I just happened to find myself in the right place at the right time. I grew up in the South Florida area and worked on liveaboard dive boats for about 10 years, and we find ourselves in the environment where these animals live, and we get to play with them, and it's just great.
Now, Gene, last week on the air, I told you that we were bringing some mermaids to our little Explorer Adventures Wild Dolphin excursion September 6th. Now, here they are. You finally get to see them in person. You've got Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Nikki. And how do you think the wild dolphins would react to seeing such a display of beauty underwater in the Bahamas? You have any, you know, preconceived notions of what could happen? Would we, like, see a feeding frenzy, like these girls, like, literally taken apart piece by piece?
Well,
that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm not.
I make for great video. You hear what I'm saying? It's all about ratings,
video.
Gene. That's what I'm working here.
Oh yeah. Well, I think they'll definitely get a positive reaction. You know, the dolphins out there see lots of tails, but not as many quite as nice as these.
Yes. Well, I would agree. And but I'm wondering though, you know, if like you know, I've heard this rumor that dolphins are like the most amorous mammals on the planet. Is that true?
Well, let's just say they have a much different way of saying hello than shaking hands.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Actually, we got that problem with Bill, too. But I don't think he has. There's a spray that you can use that usually keeps him at bay. But anyway, what do you think? Would they? I think they would dig it. I think the dolphins would really like the mermaids. It could be an interesting experiment. That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. And the dolphins are very, very curious, very intelligent animals, and anything that's out of the ordinary for them generally will catch their attention. So, you know, a couple nice shiny tails in there, something different for them, will almost certainly get a very positive response.
Well, how does that make you feel, Abby? What do you think, Abby?
What was that last part?
Well, she's been distracted. What, is Martin Stepanek here? Is that what you're looking
at? I thought I spotted him in the crowd.
Yeah. No, we're saying the wild dolphins, when you guys get in the water and doing your mermaid thing, they may find you appealing.
I am a little worried about that, but
why?
Then again, I mean, I've dove with all of you guys, and I've been equally worried about my safety. So
I think you'd have more to be worried about from your fellow divers than you would from the dolphins out there.
That's
yes,
what I, think.
I agree.
I'm hoping that the dolphins will actually circle around me and protect me from the rest of the divers.
Yeah, actually, that'd probably be a better way to look at it, because that's where she's going to need the most help, I have a feeling. Now, what about the whales? Would we see whales on that trip in September, or is that a different part of the world where you do your whale encounters?
That's a whole different part of the world. That's off the Dominican Republic in the wintertime, February, March, and April. One of the main activities that I'm involved with is taking people to swim with humpback whales in the Marine Mammal Sanctuary of the Dominican Republic.
And do you? I know one of the things we talked about last week is that they don't. You do a lot of snorkeling with them as opposed to scuba, not because you're afraid of the bubbles, but because you're faster. You got to get in the water quick to get their attention. Is that the deal with dolphins and whales? Is it the same kind of thing?
Well, a little different between the two, but with the dolphins, that's part of it. If you're just with your mass snorkeling fins, you can get in and out of the water. You can be much more zippy and playful. You know, the dolphins are very high energy, very high speed, and they like a playmate that can keep up with them. And so if you're just in with your mass snorkel and your fins, you can zip around a little bit more and be a little more responsive and diving up and down and spinning around and rolling and just playing with them. And so that
so
works out much better.
So the goofier you look underwater, the more appealing that the dolphins find you.
Well, up to a certain point.
I'm going to have a pretty good encounter, I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And they have their moods. Sometimes they're more playful, and they want you to be more playful and splashing and diving and twisting around. And other times they're a little more relaxed, and then you should be too. So it totally depends upon the mood that the dolphins are in when you're with them.
Well, I'm digging it. I'm looking forward to it. September 6th with Explore Adventures. Just go to exploreadventures.com and book that trip now. You're helping them out for like the entire month of September, I believe, right? Or August, September?
They're going to be running six different dolphin weeks. You guys are aboard for one of the weeks. 3 weeks in the northern Bahamas, 3 weeks in the Bimini area, and these trips are a combination of diving and dolphins. So we'll be doing a couple dives in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'll be looking for the dolphins and trying to play with them, and then a night dive in the evenings. So it'll be a really nice combination of things for people to do. And if you've done the liveaboard experience before, where you've done, you know, five dives a day, dive, and you've been there and done that, and you like the liveaboard experience, but you don't necessarily want to do five dives a day, then this is a much more relaxed way. We just do the best dives in the best conditions and skip all the filler stuff and then throw in the dolphins for some fun.
Oh, I like it. I'm digging it. All right, we got to put some guys in mermaid tails. So you up for that, Gene? You want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm quite comfortable.
We're going to pass it off to some other Sunday. Okay, we'll figure it out during the break. Come back with you for the guy mermaid.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We don't have no trouble.
Cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks. Sick of into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug. But you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks. Sick of into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug. But you know that I'll get snubbed.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, live from the beach stage at Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale. Martin Stepanek's going to do his breath hold demonstration. He's shooting for like 7-8 minutes underwater here, and that'll start here in a few minutes. And of course, we'll cover it, you know, breath by breath, or you know, if the paramedics show up, we'll cover that as well. That's happening just minutes here. From Fort Lauderdale, we'll cover the play-by-play. But first, as a warm-up to Martin Stepanek, we have a guy in a mermaid tail. Abby, who do we have here?
Well, Greg, this afternoon we have...
I'm Jim.
...in a sexy red mermaid tail. And I got to say, he's working it.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the first Scuba Radio mermaid that we've had that's actually been topless, and I think I'm going to puke. And nothing personal.
I want to point out he's a merman.
A merman, okay.
Merman.
So now this is the point in time, Jim, where you have to work it for the crowd to find out how big of a prize you can really earn here on Scuba Radio at Ocean Fest. Are you ready?
Ready.
He's ready. Okay. Turn it on. Turn it on. Come on. Give it up for him. Make him work it. Shake your thing. There's no music. I don't know if we have music.
Bow, chicka, bow, Bill, do we? Yeah, bow, chicka, bow, bow.
It's tough. I guess we do need music here, Bill. I don't know.
I like my
beatboxing. I don't have like... There we go. That's the music.
Andy has the beats
on. All of a sudden, a topless dude swims up to your canoe and goes, "Screw up, beat." All right. I don't know. I think Abby and Nikki like it, but everybody else is
nothing like a mermaid in a
confused.
Tail playing a banjo.
Yeah.
Hot.
It's not Jim. That was good. Give it up for Jim. I think he found his calling.
Oh, yeah.
But we were going to hook him up with a nice little prize. And actually, believe it or not, we have three more guys that want to dress up in a mermaid tail. You know, they want to. Yes, they want to.
You know, Bill
Saved
may want
the music.
Bill
Saved
may want to play
music.
That song again.
Oh, well, no, we'll still do it during the commercial break and entertain the people on site. We got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. And once again, we got Martin Stepanek holding his breath live on the air. Stay close. More
each
coming up from Ocean Fest.
Under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot now under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.